51. Bad Axe turns it over back to USA, and Bad Axe calls a timeout. It's a full timeout right here on the WLW Sports Hour. We'll stick with you. Having some technical difficulties here once again. 52-51, USA now by 1 point with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in regulation. A wild fourth quarter here, Jeff.
I think the coaching staff at Bad Axe is trying to just remind his players that, you know, when you're in this kind of a game and you have a lead, you know, just go ahead and just take care of the ball. Slow it down. See what you can get. When you go ahead and have your heads up and everything, you'll see a lot of openings and so forth, and you go ahead and go for it. 4:30 to go. I mean, this is a long, long time, and there's a lot of game to play. Now, for USA, they've got themselves a one-point lead. And the last timeout that Coach Gainforth had called, you know, they were down 49-46, and all of a sudden Zimmer came up and you know, scoring big. So I'm thinking he's probably going to be saying that, hey, look, you know, we've got a hot hand, beat him all he can eat.
The mystical USA chant fires up. We're going to go commercial free the rest of the way out just so we don't lose you once again here. USA by 1 point, 52-51, 4.5 to play in the fourth. Ashmore will inbound. He's across midcourt against Noah Curvin. Dribbles down the right side of the lane to Landon Zimmer. Come hot in the last few moments. And we have a whistle away from the ball. And this will foul go against Bad Axe's number 10, Jack Clancy, his third, team's third. So USA will inbound in front of their own bench, right side of your radio. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in regulation. USA by 1 point. 52-51.
That's an eternity. What's everyone all excited about?
Nash Morton gets the inbound to the right wing to Connor Gettle. Sky Kate Ryerson to Morton left wing. Connor Gettle on the give and go at the left block, in for 2 points.
That was strength right there.
It's now a 3-point lead, 54-51. USA nearly stole it on the inbound. 4:07 left in the fourth.
Full court press.
Noah Curvin inbounding, trailing by three for the Hatchets. Giving to Jensen Emmerich against Nash Morton. He loses it. Landon Zimmer steals it. Nash Morton off the glass, in for two. It's now a 5-point lead, 56-51. 4 minutes to go.
Too much dribble. Keep your head up. You beat a press by passing through it.
Soles dribbles up the court down to Jack Clancy. On in the paint, he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. He has 13 of the night, all coming in the second half. Has not attempted a free throw. This will be the ninth foul against the Patriots. The eighth, and the second against Kate Ryerson. First free throw from Clancy's no good. Rims out wide left. 3:49 left in the fourth. 56-51. 5-point lead. Second free throw. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Walker Foley. First rebound of this quarter. 16 of the night. Bad Axe out rebounding them by 8 rebounds. Nash Morton, top of the key. Now leading by 5 points in the Patriots to the right wing, Landon Zimmer. Back up to the left wing to Nash Morton, skipping around the perimeter. Back to Walker Foley to the right wing, Connor Gettle, being guarded by Curvin. Soles. Gettle in the corner. Dribbling around now at the free throw line to Nash Morton. A lot of mustard on that one, barely brings it in. Taking their time now, leading by 5, 56-51. Nash Morton dribbling against Curvin. Not much else going on right now. As a 5-second count on, gives it to Landon Zimmer. Clancy guards him from a distance. Kate Ryerson in the corner, back to Nash Morton.
He had a thought for take that shot, but he says, nope. Bannix is giving too much space, though, on the defensive end.
Morton dribbling around in circles, trying to waste time here. Kate Ryerson left wing against Emmerich with 4 fouls. Landon Zimmer takes a 3, top of the key. It is good.
Oh, my goodness.
3 threes in the quarter for him. He has 20, and it's now an 8-point lead, 59-51, and Nash Morton steals it away. 11th turnover for Bad Axe tonight. USA back on offense, leading by 8 points. 2.5 to play in regulation. USA trying to hang on to the lead and a share of that Greater Than West title. Nash Morton, right wing. Starts his dribble down to the baseline, nothing there. Now Cade Ryerson has it. Walker Foley, top of the key, being guarded by Cody Tulaski. Back to Ryerson. Ryerson being guarded by Souls. Couple dribbles back to Connor Dettle in the corner, left side. Walker Foley, top of the key, against Tulaski. To the right wing, to Zimmer. Zimmer to Nash Morton, give and go into the corner. Taking their time, trying to waste clock, and we have a whistle, and it's a timeout called by USA. A minute 47 left. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 59-51. USA suddenly leads by 8 points with a minute 47 left in the fourth. Just a moment ago, with 4:43, so not even 3 minutes ago, Bannex was leading 51-49.
Just like that, 10 points rattled off. Now, if I'm Mark Gainforth, I'm saying, look, you know, we have one guy that with a golden shot, and that's Zimmer. He has the green light for Trey if he wants it. But everyone else, it better be a layup, and you better make it.
10-0 run in 2 minutes and 56 seconds for USA. From 4:43 to minute 47.
FedEx is going to have to trap at this point in time if they want to get back in this ballgame.
59-51. Bannex trails by 8 points. They will inbound in the corner. And this Tuesday, Nash Morton will inbound for USA. I take that back.
This trap is going to have to come out of a man-to-man also.
And Jack Clancy steals it in transition. One on two. And he's stripped clean. It's going to be out of bounds. Bannex ball. 59-51 still. Bannex will get another chance at this. Nice heads-up play from Jack Clancy, though. That was the seventh turnover for USA tonight.
59-51. Seven turnovers. That's amazing.
Jack Clancy inbounding underneath our hoop. And he calls a timeout with a minute 41, heading nowhere to go. And that will be their second to last timeout. Is a 30-second timeout with 1:41 left in regulation. Of course, Mark Krug unable to attend the ball game tonight due to illness. So Coach Jurgis stepping in, assistant coach for a number of years with Mark Krug. Keeping them in this one. Hot shooting when they needed it. Unfortunately, Landon Zimmer's gotten hot. He has 9 points in this fourth quarter, all threes.
Hatchets have really shown a lot of moxie in this game.
Landon Zimmer leading all scorers currently with 20 points. Cody Tulaski leads the Hatchets with 18. Bannex will inbound. Underneath thrown hoop, left side of your radio.
Well, let's see what the best out-of-bounds play is.
Curvin. Souls gets the inbound to Curvin, top of the key, being guarded by Nash Morton. 95 seconds left. To the right wing to Emmerich. To Clancy, and it's stolen away by Walker Foley. 12th turnover, and Nash Morton is fouled at the left block. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the fourth team foul against the Hatchets in the half. Nash Morton back to the free throw line, shooting two in an 8-point lead. Foul goes against number 10, Jack Clancy. That's his fourth. Nash Morton back to the free throw line. First free throws in this fourth quarter. He's 5 for 7 on the night.
That's one guy I would not foul.
Free throws up. It's good. 60-51. Now an 11-0 run. Out there for USA. Nash Morton shooting a second free throw. Walker Foley, Connor Gettle rebounding. Landon Zimmer and Cade Ryerson also out there. For Bannex, Souls, Keaton Brown, Cody Zelaski, Jack Clancy, and Ethan Kent. The second free throw is good for Nash Morton. We have a substitution coming in. Noah Curvin replaces Ethan Kent for Bannex. 61-51. With a minute 28 left in regulation. 10-point lead suddenly for the Patriots after they trailed it by 2 points. 51-49 is stolen away by Nash Morton. And we have a whistle, and it's going to be a push.
Well before the shot.
A foul will go against number 10, Jack Clancy, and that is his fifth. So he will sit down now. 15th foul for the Hatchets. Jensen Emmerich checks in.
So USA is going to go ahead and inbound it here at midcourt.
Jack Clancy ends the night with 13 points. All in the second half. three threes in that third quarter.